a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord our God, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this beautiful week. Thank you for this new month, the sixth month of the year. Daddy, we give you glory, honor, and adoration be that we're exalted in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we confess all our sins before you. Please have mercy on us. Forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement atone for us. Let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, praise on our body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, and contamination of our sins and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all we do this day, this week, this month, this year. Father, please help us, lead us, guide us, other steps direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations in the name of Jesus. Every of our undertakings we commit to your able care. Bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. And happy new month of June to you all. And I pray that the Lord God of divine visitation will visit you for your destiny realignment this very month in the name of Jesus. Kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter number 1. I will be taking from verse 4 through to verse 7. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 4 through to 7. I take it from Authorized King James Version. God bless you as you follow the readings. Amen. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. God bless you. This morning, I want to start talking on new topic, which I titled God's Royalty. God's Royalty. When you talk of royalty, we are talking of royal. You see, according to dictionary says royal is, you know, having a status of either a king or a queen, or being a member of the family of a king or of a queen, you see. And then when you are talking about the royalty is all about the people of royal status. So, and here I am talking about God's own royal family. That is God's royalty. Those who belong to the spiritual family. of God Almighty. The Bible says God is a spirit, and those who will serve him, those who will worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. So for any man or woman to, you know, belongs to God's royal family, then there is process. According to this Ephesians take us back that this thing was not just done halfway. It has been predestinated. Verse 4, he said, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. That is, before God even created the world, God has us, another version says, he has us in mind. Yes, like the message said, he has us in mind. God has asked us in mind before he ever created the world at all. Before the foundation of the world was laid, he was, you know, having us in mind. He has chosen. It is deliberate. It is out of his will that we should be part of his family. But quite unfortunate, things happen in the garden that caused the downfall of man. You see, and therein, what happened was not, it was nothing that God didn't know about. He has prepared for all this even before the foundation of the earth. Look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his own will. We have been predestinated to be God's own adopted children. God adopted us back after the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. He adopted us back through the death, through the crucifixion, death, the resurrection, and the ascension of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Now, for everyone that want to be partaker of God's own spiritual family, everyone that want to be partaker of God's royal family must confess the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior. And for us that has given our life to Christ, for us that, you know, we are children of God already, for us that are born again, we have been adopted into God's royal family. So we are God's royalty. We are God's royalty. So thereby, if you know, as a child of God, I mean, as someone who has the knowledge of the gospel of Christ, as someone who have come to the knowledge of the truth, that without Christ, you cannot in any way be part of God's own royal family, then you know, let's even look at it in our secular world. You know the kind of privileges, you know the kind of power, you know the kind of honor that is, you know, that has been given to the royal family, the king that rules every community or every town or city. You know how highly esteemed they are placed. That is exactly what we are talking about here. Like, it is just like a slave or the commoners, that their status just being upgraded to the royal status. That is exactly whom we are. We were nobody, we were nothing, but through him, through the son, then he upgraded our status from nonentity, from nobody, to royal, to royalty. We become royal, God's own royalty, through the death of his dear son. The Bible says in verse 7 that let's see verse 6. Verse 6 said, he did this one to the praise of his glory, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted. He accepted us in his beloved, The beloved here is Christ. In the beloved. And verse 7 is telling us that in whom we have redemption through his blood. Can you see? The forgiveness of our sins does according to his riches, according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. You are God's royalty. I am God's royalty. So therefore, if you have given your life to Christ, then it is time for you and I to come to the knowledge of the truth that, you know, I mean, as many as have come to the knowledge of the truth of the gospel of Christ, that is, you know the truth already about it. So that through Christ, we have been adopted to God's own royalty. Then it is time for us to start living as a royal fellow, as a royal son, as a royal child, as a prince, as a princess. It is time for us to start living that kind of life. That is the kind of life that befits the royals. They don't live anyhow. They don't eat anyhow. They don't go anywhere anyhow. You check it. And when they are walking, they have those who they walk. They don't just walk with anybody anyhow. Not at all. So it is time for us, you know, to outrightly stop living an impoverished, prodigal life. It is time for us to come into the, you know, reality of whom we are in God through Christ Jesus. It is time for us, you know, to run away from anything that can tarnish that royal status. Yeah. It is time for us to start living, you know, as the redeemed of the Lord. It is time to start living for as a prince and princess of God Almighty. It is time for us to live, you see. When you enter into a kingdom, the king with powers. Yes. So also the princess and the princes. Princes and the princesses, they also have their own power. When you see them, the honor you give to the king, you give to them straightforward. That is exactly whom we are on the surface of the earth. So it is time for us to know that our Lord Jesus Christ has removed the garments of our sins and that of shame, and he has clothed us, you know, he has clothed us in his own sacred robe of righteousness. It is time for us to come to the knowledge of truth. It is time for us to be living our life as royals. It is time for us to live in his righteousness, in his holiness alone. Bow down your head this morning. Talk to God. Are you a child of God indeed? Have you, you know, indeed come to the realization of whom you are in God through Christ? Don't be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Not at all. The Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the only way to this very privilege. Religion cannot name the religion on earth. Religion cannot give you this status. There is no religion on earth that can give you. The only thing that can give you this status, the only person that has this power to give you this status, to upgrade your status from ordinary commoner or from or nobody to a royal of God, to a royal of God, is Christ Jesus. If you have not yet given your life to Christ, it is time for you to surrender this morning. As you are listening to this voice, it's not too late for you. As a matter of fact, it is a very acceptable time for you. It's a right time for you to do that. Just surrender your life to Christ this morning. Tell God, here I am. I open up my life. Lord Jesus, I invite you to my life. Come into my life. Accept me as your son. Accept me as your daughter. In the name of Jesus, forgive all my sins. And if you are a child of God, you know the kind of life you are believing. You are believing, rising and falling. Talk to God. Lord, I want to begin to live as a true royal. I want to begin to live out my destiny. I want realignment. I want realignment to whom I am in you. Thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonayojulius@gmail.com. Ayo there is A-Y-O, or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233-202-749-915, or +233-552-482-187. Exploit this very wonderful day in a wonderful way and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.